This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We know we are not going to be able to get the considered best edge rusher in this draft in Abdul Carter out of Penn State. We suspect he's going to be a top three pick, and the Falcons aren't going to move to go get him, Mike. But there are other guys we've been spending a lot of time on and talking about, including Georgia's own Jalen Walker and James Pierce from Tennessee, Mike, and Mike Green and Mike Williams, that is, from Georgia. One or maybe two, maybe even three of these guys, Mike, if we stay at 15, should be there.
Yes. After all this conversation, and we got, a week and a half, and we'll get to the draft, we'll be at Mercedes-Benz live, Dukes and Bill, on the field. And will we have an overwhelming outpouring of excitement, joy, applause when the pick is made? Or will we have what we've had three of the last 4 years? A kind of look where some folks turn and go, what?
If it's defense, I think Falcon fans will. You may not agree with the person, the pick, but if it's defense, I think you're going to feel good because that is the area of concern, right? If I asked you guys right now, all right, what's our issue? Would most of you, 90% of you, say it's offense? None of you would. You're not going to say quarterback. Right. Most of you would not say it's offensive line, even though I would like, as Mike has said, if we can upgrade and get some extra help there, great. But most of you would say, no, man, the issue with us is defense. So, Mike, I think if it's defense, they're going to be fine. But then what position are we talking about? Because doesn't that also change how you feel?
Yeah, as I said, I mean, everybody who loves a Madden game and thinks, and there's, we have a lot of listeners who think the NFL is a Madden game. And generally, it's because we've run this thing like it's a Madden game over the years. But you've got to have a protection for Michael Penix Jr. And this is the great debate. Do they feel with their new, you know, the new coaching staff and some of the wrinkles and pieces that are there, they can get more out of Caleb McGarry because he's got to do a better, like, I think we can all agree, whether you think they should draft a tackle or not, he's got to do a better job.
Yes, I agree. All right, more on this coming up, guys, as part of our Falcon Report. It's on the way. What shook college football to its roots happened this weekend. And now there's a lot of conversation about where it needs to go. We'll get into that as well here in the next 20 minutes. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
First and foremost, they're in trouble. And I'm talking about the New Orleans Saints, guys. Derek Carr's season is in jeopardy due to a shoulder injury. He's contemplating surgery. They're saying if he has a surgery, he probably will not play this season. Mike, even if he doesn't, I don't know how effective he's going to be. So this gets us back to the draft conversation where they pick 9th. And if you are the Saints and you now know this about Derek Carr, even if it wasn't an injury, you still got to be thinking about the future. They don't have their future quarterback. I said this to you last week. I don't necessarily think they believe in Spencer Rattler. I think they have to go QB now with the 9th overall pick. But Shador may be gone. Then you're talking about Jackson Dart or one of these other, maybe Jalen Milroe.
Well, now, all of a sudden, now again, take it with a grain of salt, as we always say, when it comes up with Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk. But now, all of a sudden, now, is Aaron Rodgers' camp going to start using the Saints for leverage with Pittsburgh?
Ooh.
Or again, is the Minnesota thing dead, I guess? Sounds like it.
It feels like it.
But it's back burner. If it is, it's a slow burn. But yeah, now all of a sudden, maybe Aaron Rodgers looks at the Saints, you know, and says, hey, you know, I mean, maybe they're, now Aaron Rodgers, that's a thing. What is it? What's the end game there? Do you then figure, hey, if we're the Saints, can we get back in the playoffs if we draft some impact? I mean, what they need a lot of stuff. They need the heir apparent for Cam Jordan. They need some receivers. They need more playmakers.
Would they kick the tires on Kirk Cousins?
Would you be cool with him in the division, or would you like to pummel him like a friggin' pinata?
Get him out of here
twice a year. Yes, I'd pay to see that.
Get him out of here. Listen, I don't know if...
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
We know. I don't know if or when this is going to happen or if it even will. My point is, if anybody calls, Terry. You take the phone call. Yes. If it's Mickey Loomis, you take the phone call. I don't care who it is.
I think you got to. You got to look at it that way. Now, the Saints, nobody really who's looking for a quarterback right now, save for maybe Pittsburgh, was going to give you anything. They don't have to.
No.
Kirk's got, like, guys, we've laid this out for you. You guys know, I think you know the whole primer on Kirk. He's got, like, he can say no. He's got the first right of refusal on these deals.
You know what? It just dawned on me. Terry can make this right. He could get rid of Cousins to the Saints. He worked in that organization. He can make this right, Mike. He knows everybody there. He can make this right if he wants to.
Now, ironic you say that because many Falcon fans have said for 4 years now that he is actually a sleeper agent
that
was sent by New Orleans. It's not the Manchurian candidate. It's the New Orleanian candidate. And that Terry has been operating in some kind of, I don't know, mind control Mickey Loomis plot. You know, that Frank Sinatra was involved in the original. The Denzel one was zero. I give the Denzel movie credit.
It was good.
It's pretty good.
It was
good. It's hard to take a classic and redo it. But, yes, can we get him off the budget? No, probably not. No one's going to pay. Look, can you get a sixth or a seventh round pick and someone's going to give you, what, $5 million? See, I don't think anyone's going to give us anything for Kirk Cousins. They're going to wait for us to cut him.
Just call Mickey and say, Mickey, remember that weekend? I still got the photos. You need to take Cousins off my hands.
Is it like Reggie Jackson in The Naked Gun? I must draft a tight end. I must draft offense. No. I must draft offense.
Come on. He is not under some spell.
And for those of our audience, I'd like to think many of our older audience know the original Manchurian candidate. The idea was you get brainwashed by the enemy. In this case, troops wandered and got captured by the Koreans, and then they did a mine on them. It's a great movie, the original. And then the Denzel happens in the Gulf, but it's a great movie as well.
Yeah, when the Gulf War is going on. Right. Yeah, it really is. Meanwhile, guys, outside of the car injury, the Cousins thing is still looming, but the options are dwindling, and that's what I think we went from, right. Mike, the start of the offseason, somebody calls, and we had all these opportunities and options, and now you start to look and you're going, okay, really, what are the opportunities? Do you believe, as you said, the Viking situation is still viable? Not unless he's going to go be a backup. Yeah. J.J. McCarthy's got that job.
He does not want to play anywhere where there's going to be the specter of somebody being drafted. Well, I mean, there's a bunch of teams that are going to – no one's going to draft Kirk – no one's going to sign or trade for Kirk Cousins. I think he's going to be the long-term answer.
Nope.
Can't believe that. I mean, yeah, you'd have a potential two-year deal they'd sign with a chance for a second year, but be all sort of escalators and all that. Look, we all know that the Giants have got quarterback redundancy right now, right? Saints don't, so that's a good point. Steelers, everyone thinks there's a sort of a pain threshold or a moment, at least what I've read. We're talking to Brian McFadden. Brian McFadden says they played the hand this long, they're going to be in it until the end.
Continue.
But, I mean, I just don't know if we're going to see Kirk Cousins sign with the Steelers before. I think everyone expects it to happen before the draft. It might not.
Does it bother you? See, I'm not one of these. I don't get caught up in this
I said Kirk Cousins. Aaron Rodgers, check that, because Kirk Cousins ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but I don't get caught up in this whole you can't trade him in your division thing. I just don't.
No, get rid of him.
I'm not so, you know, like, against that. And I know some of you are like, well, what if he helps them win the division? Guys, that team is in total rebuild mode. And by the way, we should have won the division last year. So this idea, like, all of a sudden he goes there, if it was to hypothetically play out that way, I don't think that takes him over the top. But if you want to be a starter, Kirk.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here. Where can he go and be a starter? Those opportunities have dwindled.
There's just not that many teams. If you look at the NFL Monopoly Board, Carl just laid it out. Or teams are going to be looking for a new quarterback. Now, there was a talk, Bill Barnwell, that article that people are laughing about, said maybe Tennessee would have him as a stopgap guy while whoever they draft eventually gets on the field. Look, if you're drafting a quarterback in Tennessee, everyone wants to see that guy on the field. End of story.
Yeah.
And what's he going to learn from Kirk Cousins at this stage?
Nothing. Well, not that. I just feel like if you got the number one pick, that guy's got
to
play.
Let me tell you how to bamboozle the media and the team, okay?
Right.
And then play it for laughs at the Super Bowl.
That's not right.
Hey, by the way, we know this team. You said it earlier about what are we going to be drafting. They certainly, in the building, based on what we've read and heard, believe in the guys that we've seen and we've drafted. We haven't seen on the field yet, like Braylon Trice, because he got injured last year.
Yeah.
I know we ask D-Lett all the time, and D-Lett always goes, he ain't nothing, he's just a dude. But there was another article saying they think that Braylon Trice could be the secret sauce and creating a pass rush this year.
Well, look, it's the big unknown. The only guy I saw enough of to feel confident about, I've told you, I feel good about Rook growing and getting better.
And I don't feel as high about, I mean, I'm with you, but I'm a close second about Rook.
Okay.
Need to see Mo.
And the other guys, I can't sit here and tell you that they're going to be studs or game changers or any of that stuff. All they're going off of, Mike, and again, a guy like Trice, we're talking about limited practices.
He didn't get hurt halfway through the season.
Yeah, he's coming off a knee injury at the first preseason game.
So all they're going off of is, again, the evaluation of when they drafted him, and they feel like, you know, he's going to bring something to this defense, and hopefully he does. But, yeah, I can't sit here and tell you that.
Hey, you know, again, it's pretty funny. We talked about this all offseason. Onyemata's still here. You know,
and yes, he is.
And so, I mean, that's going to be your rotation to be Rook and Onyemata. Remember, guys, I mean, technically it's a three. I mean, you know, we get hung up on the 3-4-4-3. I wish it was a 4-3. But Onyemata in the middle and then Rook coming in that rotation, right? In the middle.
Well, Rook's going to start.
Because he's listed as edge.
Well, yeah, but right. You can move. That was the versatility of him, is you can play him inside or out. That's why you could have Grady on the field and have him on the field at the same time. Now that Grady's gone, Rook's starting.
And don't forget, guys, we hired Morgan Fox. We got Morgan Fox, Leonard Floyd. I mean, it kind of reminds you a little bit of what we did to a degree in 21 when we didn't have a lot of cap space. We were just kind of bringing dudes in. Hopefully they get the most out of this Ulbrich, man, this defense. Imagine if Troy Anderson becomes like our defensive player of the year.
Well, it'd be great.
I mean, if he stays on the field.
Yeah, that's – look.
Too many ifs in this equation.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, every guy, there shouldn't be a big question mark by. The great defenses, they have a statement next to their name. You talk about, you know, whether it's the Eagles guys, the Chiefs had a really good defense again. I mean, you go start listing out the names on those defenses, and there's can play, great, mm-hmm. elite, all pro, Pro Bowl. We don't have that next to our guys' names.
No.
So that's the thing right now.
No, it's again, Caden Ellis we like. Maybe Caden Ellis begins to pop. We do know, and we talked about this last year. Jimmy Lake was the bad hire. There's no other way to call it. It wasn't a good fit. And then when the coach, whether he wanted to admit it, he wanted to, you know, basically embarrass his buddy, but when he got more involved in the defense, all of a sudden Caden Ellis had more impact. Eva Cady, right, had a little bit more impact.
Yep.
So it seems like things started to play a little bit better. Secondary was still kind of a hot mess at times. But, yeah, all these guys in the rotation, Kentavious Street and Zach Harrison still on the team, big dude, you know, got the big body, has never made do anything with it. So we'll see.
We're going to talk more about it coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, because we do have a few things that we need to tell you as we count down towards the NFL draft. Your thoughts are welcome, as always, at 404-726-0929. Mike brought up a good thing, though. I think you should be happy if we draft defense. You may be disappointed if it's a corner because you want edge. You may be disappointed if it's one of these big defensive tackles because you want edge. But if they go defense, we should overall – just generally speaking, be excited about the fact that they're actually drafting defensive players, Mike, in the first round, and guys that hopefully come in and make an impact.
And again, I've seen a lot of mock drafts where Will Johnson from Michigan comes in.
Yeah.
A lot of guys like, but I always get skittish with the injury thing. That's what I'm like. That's why I know we need another corner, technically opposite AJ, and then Mike Hughes will slide into the, you know, into the sort of nickel guy role. But yeah, you're right. I'd be less excited about a corner over an edge.